It is a parade for the ages here in Massapequa. The town's 12U softball team is world champion after winning the Little League Softball World Series. It is a mouthful, but it ought to be for this group.
You know, when you're in North Carolina and everybody's telling you, oh, you have no idea what the energy's like back home. And the truth is you don't. But, you know, when we get home here and the job is complete, I finally got to feel all the energy and the excitement of the community.
Manager Rich Eaton and company did not just complete the job. They dominated, going undefeated throughout their entire run to the title. And on Monday, they celebrated with a parade down Front Street, showered in cheers from family, neighbors, and friends. There is a World Series champion in the Little League every year, just not in New York. This Massapequa team became the first New York State team ever to bring home the Little League World Series crown.
When you're the first to do something, it's obviously impressive. So to always, for the rest of our lives, to be able to say we were the first team in New York State to be able to say we're softball champions of the world, it's just indescribable.
It's hard to like talk, but it's the experience of having all these people clap for us because of our accomplishment is awesome.
You know, having little kids just like look up to us makes us like have like whole like bunch of spirit of how we looked up to people and now they little kids look up to us.
Jocelyn Vanderberg and Emerson Moore are outfielders for the championship team. They, along with their teammates and coaches, rode to Village Hall in Cadillacs with 24-inch chrome rims. Each member of the team receiving a citation from Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. Here's shortstop and pitcher Alexis Fontana.
So exciting to see all these people and familiar faces just like cheering us on and clapping for us after what we did.
What this team did is defy the odds. Before its championship run, the team barely had any chemistry.
We only got together the last week of May, beginning of June. This team was formed in the last, and we only lasted together 10 weeks, and we beat teams that were playing together for years. So it was just meant to be.
You got Cadillacs, citations, and championships, but what exactly are the things this team will remember most?
The friendships that we made along the way.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna remember like all the girls and just like being so close with them.
I mean, there were so many milestones along the way, so many amazing wins, but really just a bond, the lifelong bond that we formed with all the girls, with the families, with the coaches. I think that lasts a lifetime.
That's why we won. I mean, if someone was down, another person would give them a hug. Another person would say, no problem. You know, we didn't chase wins, we chased excellence, and that was a motto I said, and I meant it.
When this group gets back together, they won't be saying, remember when we played in the Little League World Series?
We are going to be saying, remember when we won the World Series.
Reporting in Massapequa, I'm Yao Bonsu.